We're in Tivot Shalom on Parshat Bo. We're on page Ayin Gimel in the piece Nitei Yadcha al Hashemayim Vayihi Choshech. Vayomar Hashem al Moshe, Nitei Yadcha al Hashemayim Vayihi Choshech al Eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem said to Moshe, stretch out your arm over towards the heavens, and there will be darkness on Eretz Mitzrayim. Itav Midrash, it says in Shemot Rabbah, Mehechan Hayah Choshechachu, where did this darkness come from? Rabbi Huda Omer, Mechashech, Michoshech shel shalmala. It's choshech shalmala. It's darkness from up above. Shene emar. Yashit choshech sitro svivotav sachato. So using this pasuk from Tehillim, saying that this choshech, this darkness is coming and descending from Shemayim. Pirusha sheila. What is even the question? Meaning, why are Chazal concerned with what is the question? Where did this darkness come from? Why is that a meaningful question for Chazal to have asked? It's because, you know, to say that there's darkness, okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed the light and there was darkness. But that's not by this darkness, because the darkness that there was in the Makah of Choshech was a darkness like there never was. It was a darkness, it was a Choshech, where it had its own mitziut, its own reality. And it wasn't just a lack of light. It was physical. It was tangible. It stopped them in their tracks. The Alzeshuel Midrash, and that's why the Medrash is asking, meaning, where did such a unique choshech that there never was before come from? Vatshuva, and the answer is mechoshech shamala, this darkness from up above. Haynu shaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva et Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe sheyamshich al Mitzrayim et achoshech shamala, that he should draw down from up above this darkness from up above. V'lechora enu muvan ma'o choshech shamala. Very nice that we're saying, okay, the answer is it was choshech shamala, but what don't we know yet? What is choshech shamala? I mean, so it answers why we had the question. Now we have an answer, but what's the meaning of the answer? What is this choshech shamala? Hare lamala kol or, to deepen and to understand on a deeper level, is that meaning when the farther up we go, the higher up we go in the spiritual realms, it's all or. It's all or Hashem. So what is this choshech, this choshech shamala? V'im yesh kan lamala mitziyut shel choshech dikdusha, and if there is a concept that somehow in the upper realms there is a choshech of kedusha, right? That's a beautiful question. Kilu, if you have a choshech shalmala, and you want to say that there's a choshech of kedusha, that somewhere in the upper realms, there's a choshech of pure kedusha, and it's not just or, that sometimes choshech can be kadosh. Well, then you're saying that choshech is inherently kadosh. In which case, it's not shayach for the mitzrim to have had an interaction with this choshech of kedusha. It's not shayach. They shouldn't have any relationship to it. They shouldn't have been able to be connected to it at all. So we're stuck either way. Either there is no choshech shamala, which there obviously is, but if there's a choshech shamala and it's a choshech of kedusha, then how is it possible that the mitzrim were able to be zocha to experience this choshech shamala? V'yalom ro, and another question, b'lashon nitei yadcha la shamayim. Makshev v'sefer HaKadosh told Yaakov Yosef, d'lech ora hayatzarich lomar harem yadcha la shamayim. The wording here is very interesting. Yadcha. Place your hand above or beyond the heavens, it seems to say. It should have said, raise your hand towards the heavens. But what's put your hands kilu above the heavens? What's happening there? He's understanding as Nateyat Yadcha, kilu reach down, I guess. That somehow Moshe maybe is somehow above the Shemayim, and it seems to imply that he's reaching down towards the Shemayim, which in and of itself definitely needs explanation. We're in the beginning of the second paragraph. Uvetodot Yaakov Yosef, Mivoar, Hainan al Derech Avodas. He explains that al Derech Avodas, our first one of the semester. So this is a classic, you know, concept in the Tivot Shalom, one of the things that makes it so even easier to connect to, is that the Tivot Shalom is always into Al Derech Avodah. He'll give you a beautiful question, he'll give you a beautiful concept to chew on Al Pi Chasidut, but also make sure to bring it down. Al Derech Avodah, what does this nice concept mean for us? How does it affect my Avodas Hashem? So he says, Al Derech Avodah, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu tziva leMoshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was commanding Moshe, Nateyat Yadcha al HaShemayim, stretch out your hand to the Shemayim. Hainu sheyidromeim lemadrega el yona gvoha. Meaning, raise yourself up to a place. Raise up yourself to a level that you're able to bring down from Shemayim these things that are spiritual. Ve'al yidei kach, and through this, vayhi choshech al Eretz Mitzrayim, there was a choshech on Eretz Mitzrayim. Shezeh gufa yiyeh ha-choshech ha-gadol biyoter l'Mitzrayim. That in and of itself would be the greatest choshech that there was for Mitzrayim. What does that mean? D'inei keshemach nisim rasha l'gan Eden. When you go up to Gan Eden, the place is, as Chazal talk about in the world to come, or in Gan Eden in Olam Haba, the place where the tzaddikim will sit, with their crowns on their heads, right? There are many different layers to what this communist is talking about, Olam Haba, but a crown on the head can certainly indicate the level of just pure spiritual enlightenment, that they're a totally lofty place in their understanding. On an emotional level, and on a spiritual level, just sitting and enjoying the radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. Avuro zeh ha-choshech v'yisurim ha-kashim biyoter limatzei b'makom kazeh. That's the greatest yisurim that could be for a Rasha. Achar shemiyamav lo hurgal le'or ruchani, because their entire life that person hadn't made themselves used to the spiritual light. V'nimshach achar ta'anugim gashim, because they went after their whole life physical pleasures. Right? It's kilo, when you walk in, let's say you're in a dark room, and you need light. So there's two ways which you can add light. You're sitting in that dark room. So the one way that you can add light is that you can slowly but surely, kilo, raise the dimmer, right? And every time you raise it a little bit, your eyes adjust, and then when the light's on, so you can finally see. But if a person is struggling to see in the darkness, and they can make little things out here and there, and then they need light, so somebody flicks a light switch on, what happens? You're blinded, you can't see anything at all, you close your eyes. And that's the point here, that's what he's saying. That what Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing down from Shemayim was this ore. But for a Rasha, a person who is intentionally turned away, has cloaked themselves in darkness for their entire lifetime, the experience of that ore is darkness. That's how it comes into them. Rabbi gave that mashal one time at a chug, and he was talking about it, and he was explaining it. And when he does these chugim, they're at night on they're the weeknight change. I don't remember what it is anymore. It's been a decade since I was there, and it switches nights every once in a while. But it's one weeknight, and he has this chug, and he was giving over this chug, and he was talking to them about the darkness, about sensitizing ourselves to light, v'chule, and he does it with the lights off. And after the singing at the end, so somebody flicked the lights on, and so one of the kids in the room, Bitmimus, it was one of the younger guys, he said. It's Mashiach here. You know, like he's like got into it in that way. It's like, because that was the experience of what he was talking about. But that's what it is. Meaning, kilo, are we sensitizing ourselves to Or Hashem in this world? Then when we feel that light, that light is it, we're ready for it. But if we turn ourselves and we cloak ourselves in darkness in this world, and we fall into the darkness of the physical realm, then when the light, when that Ruchni light comes, then our eyes are unable to see it. Kach tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe. Sheyamshich et ha'or alav, to bring down this light upon him. She'ein lecha choshech adol menul Mitzrayim. Because there's no greater darkness for the Mitzrayim. U'mevi al zeh amara katuf. And he brings the pasuk which says, Vayochu shlosh damim b'midbar v'lo matzumayim. That they walked, this is already in Bishalach, that they walked 3 days in the desert and weren't able to find mayim in Israel. V'amru chazal al zeh, and chazal say, Ein mayim el ha-Torah. There's no mayim but Torah. Shehalchu shloshim b'li limon Torah. They went for 3 days without learning any Torah. Ukeshet totza'a mikach vayavo marata. And as a result of this, they came to Mara. V'lo yachlu lishtot mayim mimara ki marim heim. They were unable to drink the waters because they were bitter. Dekevan deshloshi yamim lo lamdu Torah kvar hergishu ta'am arba Torah. Kilu, that's the chidush. What's the chidush there in Chazal? That it was dafka 3 days. Because when Bnei Yisrael left Egypt, when Bnei Yisrael after Kriyas Yamsuf, they traveled for 3 days. And for those 3 days, they were lax and they didn't learn Torah. And already, even after those 3 days had passed, they began to build up a lack of sensitivity to Torah. They began to build up a resistance to Torah. And so when they came to Torah on the third day, when they came to open up the Sefer on the third day, so it wasn't that the Torah was bitter. It was bitter for them. Their experience of the Torah was bitter because they had for 3 days distanced themselves from the reality of Torah. And so for them it was bitter. For them it was bitter.
Which 3 days?
So he's quoting here as a proof, a similar type of thing from Parsha Peshalach, that after Kriyas Yamsuf, they travel for 3 days, the middle of next week's Parsha, they travel for 3 days away from the Yamsuf, and they get to Mara. And this whole discussion, what is going on with this Mara, that there is no water, but there is Mara water, but the water is bitter, why is the water bitter, etc. So that's his explanation. A person who's never gotten themselves regulated to learning Torah in their whole life. For that person, all of Torah and all of Ma'asim Tovim, they're all bitter for this person. There's no greater darkness. You know, sometimes you do have moments, especially in our day and age, where you bring somebody who's never learned and you bring them into a really spiritual shir, and it's amazing. You know, there's usually that burst of inspiration at the beginning. But I would say lehefech. Let's not talk about the person who's never learned, especially, again, in our generation where things are more tumultuous and chaotic. So you take a person who's learned Torah and had a positive experience learning Torah in high school, somebody who went or studied in Torah in Eretz Yisrael, somebody who went to Shirim over the summer, or went to Shirim over, or spent a week in an OEJLIC, you know, learning program over winter break, whatever the case may be, right? And then you have 3 days, a week, a month goes by. The first time a person tries to sit down and open the sefer, you can feel that distance. You can feel that bitterness. I would imagine, I'm not going to call anybody out, I'm not going to ask for like a show of hands, but like I can certainly see for myself, I feel it sometimes. You know, when the semester ends and we're wrapping up with all of the clubs and then we're writing the 32-page end of semester report and a couple of weeks go by and you get in a little here and there and you know, at least for me, like, you know, I had myself under my tachan and I'm a little bit stronger when I realized that the Shema that I said that morning might be my Limud Torah for the day because kilu it's for the Tzarchei Tzibor, so at least it's a mitzvah and it's yisvah, so it can be a mitzvah Yitari Kulam, but Seder, fine. And that's what I'm engaged in. But it doesn't change the fact that the two weeks later, then it's summer break. For summer break, for me, sometimes can just mean spending the whole summer in the basement just preparing, quote-unquote preparing. I just get to learn whatever I want, teach whatever I want the next semester, which is amazing. But that first day I sit down, it's like, how am I going to conquer this? I'm preparing for Mitra Shem, preparing a Parshan Chumash. And I sit down and I'm like, how do I get into this? How am I going to understand what the Kaddish Baruch Hu is trying to tell me in this Parsha? And then I read the Psukim, and I read, and an hour goes by, a couple hours go by, and then that light starts to get through. And then you try to find me 2 weeks after that, you won't be able to find me anywhere. I'll be locked up in the Beit Midrash. I'm not going anywhere. Because then you don't want to leave. Because then you feel the sweetness of Torah. It's matok midvash novet tzafin. But it doesn't matter what stage of life you're at. It doesn't matter what you're doing with your life. When that distance comes, when you move away from the Torah long enough, it's going to become bitter. Even here it said the Torah saying 3 days. It's going to become bitter. Kimarim heim. They seem bitter. And then we have to throw ourselves and immerse ourselves back in and expect that. Expect that even though it shouldn't be that way, we think it shouldn't be that way, that it's only been 3 days, it's only been a week, it's only been a month, it's only been a summer, it's only been a winter, whatever it is. Kolat chalot kashot. We've reestablished for ourselves the reality of kolat chalot kashot. We've cloaked ourselves in darkness. And we need to slowly but surely bring up that dimmer. We need to slowly but surely sensitize ourselves and feel the sweetness of Torah once again. Ukimoshe katuv. Harambam beperek bet milchot deot shekemo shechole aguf toamim hamar matok matok mar kach chole anefashot mitavim veoavim adeot haraot vesonim aderech hatovat. It's incredible what the Rambam says. He quotes this in a few places. Incredibly powerful line of the Rambam in Ilchot Deot. He says that just like when a person's sick, everything is thrown off, and you could try to feed them sometimes the sweetest thing, and they just can't stomach it. They just spit it out. They can't eat it. And sometimes you give them something that's disgusting, and for them, because their senses are so thrown off, for them it's sweet. So too, you can have disease in the nefesh. So too, you can have a sickness in the nefesh. If you immerse yourself in physicality too long, you can become spiritually sick. And you're going to find an excitement, and a beauty, and a taste in deot ra'ot. In things that are connected to Torah, in ideas and ideologies that are connected to Torah, and things that are apikorsed, you can feel an excitement about them. V'sonei aderech hatova, and people say, and then suddenly you get into a place, you know, how could the Torah say such a thing, and it doesn't make any sense, and it's against everything I believe in, and you can see people, again, also, definitely, bisman hazeh, who get angry at the Torah. And usually they get angry at the Torah because they haven't been engaged in Limud Torah for a while. And then they learn something that's in a different place, and it contradicts what they knew before, and they learned in high school, they learned in seminary, they learned in a class, they learned in a shiur. And it becomes that the whole system is mitapech. The whole system is thrown upside down. And that comes from a spiritual sickness. V'kach Yishayahu omer b'anashim alalu, and so does Yishayahu say, Havi ha'omrim l'ra tov, v'latov ra, shamayim choshech, as Yeshayahu himself says before the Rambam, that they say that Rasha says, they say that Ra is Tov and Tov is Ra, and they make choshech into or, and they make or into choshech. They make that which is bitter sweet, and that which is sweet bitter. It's something which we, again, we see all the time. People distorting reality. Without getting into anything, more so perhaps than ever, to creating truth as lies, and lies as truth. That you can say whatever you want, and things can be so confusing. Things can become so confusing when we're distanced from the ultimate truth of the Torah. Things can become so confusing that it's impossible to even discern. And we can be trapped in a reality where we think that the lies are truth, or we think that ra is tov, or we think that bitterness is sweet, and we don't even know. And we need to go and immerse ourselves back in order to get ourselves realigned back to a place. Oseru tzumchakir, to know that we've realigned ourselves with the reality of Torah. Okinyan zepirush marana ad morinu ravenu ravenu bevet Avram zelotayin lino pasuk. So the Slonimer says, nefesh sav'a tavus nofet v'nefesh re'eva komar matok. Similarly, again, another similar pasuk for a soul that's hungry. Nefesh sav'a, tavos nofet, something which is negative is obviously thought of as good. Maybe we'll look it up in a second. Menefesh revan, for a soul that's hungry. Kol mar matok, everything that's bitter is sweet. Nefesh sve'a, nefesh that's sove'a, that's full. Ah, tafush nofet, haynu bechinat sav'anu mituvecha, that we're full on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. Shu sava mihar gashat ta'anug shel az negel Hashem, that a person's full on in a way of az negel Hashem, that their soul is full from Or Hashem, their soul is full of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol ha'anugim sheba olam hem ka'ayin ve'efesh lamuto, that for that person, there's no draw at all to the physicalities of this world. They're only utilizing this world as it's meant to be. This world, the physicality of this world, is only a means to an end. And they're living in a reality of spirituality, because even if they're engaging the physical, it's only a means to a spiritual end. And never for that person is there any desire to make the physicality an end unto itself. Tavus nofet. Nofet shehu dvash. Gematria isha. I don't know what he means there. Kol ha'tavot mivuzot v'nimasot be'inav ke'ayin ve'efes b'asher nafsho sve'a me'atanug ha'alyon sh'at nigal Hashem. So bottom line is he's saying is that when a person's soul is full of this light, is full of spirituality, then they're living a reality where they're full on asnig nigal Hashem. Az, ach, nefesh re'eva, but if you have a soul, a nefesh, that's hungry, that's starving, that's been deprived of spirituality, a person that either never or not for a long time has experienced this ta'anug elyon, this enjoyment of loftiness, of what will be in the future, where all the only thing we're going to be able to have is this enjoyment in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Re'eva, that person's going to be starving. Maze re'evas, he says, otiyot ra'ba. Meaning, if the person's soul is re'eva, if the person's soul is empty, so nature abhors a void. And ra'ba. And there will be ra in that person. If there's a void in the fulfillment of that nefesh, ra'ba. That person's going to be full of ra. Etzlo kol mar matok. For that person, everything that's bitter is going to be sweet. Gam mar bechinat, motzei ani mar mimavet. Gam hu matoklo. Everything is going to be sweet to him that's bitter. Hamatok marlo v'hamar matoklu. V'zeh amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Now bringing it back to our parsha, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe. Next page. Nateyat yadcha l'ashamayim. Raise your hand above the heavens. Sheitalev yamshich me'al hashamayim ha'arot ha'elyonot. That he should raise up and raise himself and draw down from Shemayim this tremendous light. And that's why there was Choshech on Eretz Mitzrayim. Le'elu hashkuim b'ta'avot, for those, Mitzrayim was the most immersed in ta'ava that there was. They were kulo ta'ava. That was their reality. That they were kolot tum'ah. That's what one stems from the other. That's why when we leave Mitzrayim, it takes us 49 days to get to Matan Torah, because every day we have to remove ourselves from one of the 49 levels of tum'ah that just built themselves up within us just from our experience of being in Mitzrayim. They're pure tum'ah. They're pure ta'ava. And for Mitzrayim, which was living a reality of pure physicality, right? That's what Mitzrayim is. Mitzrayim milashon Mitzarim, which means borders and boundaries, locked in, right? We're focused in, we're limited in the physical world. We have avodah kasha and avodat perech. They're trying to break us and keep us away from any sense of spirituality by forcing us to do harsh physical labor, to drain us entirely of being able to focus on the spiritual by forcing us to engage only in the physical. They were trying to break any sense of spirituality we had, to immerse us in the physical like them. To immerse us in their reality of pure tava. So he says, by them, she'ein lecha choshek gadol avram me'aor shamala. So for them, the greatest darkness that there was Or Elokut. Show them the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For them, that's darkness. It's permanent darkness. It's blinding. You can't see anything after that. After you've closed your eyes so tight for so long from Or Hashem. For them, the light was darkness. V'yulachol b'nei Yisrael. And that explains why for all of b'nei Yisrael... Ah, yeah. Haya or shman b'moshavotam. They had light in them. Why? Leilu shem regilim b'ze b'chol moshavotam v'tamid b'vakshim et or hazeh. Klal Yisrael, through their entire time in Eretz Mitzrayim, were constantly seeking the or. So for Avraham haya ze or, for them it was light. Lo rak ha'eder ha'choshech, ela or gadol u'mechudash. And it wasn't just that they had light. It was the same way that it was a supernal and miraculous choshech, because it was a supernal and miraculous or, so that was what the Jews felt. The Jews felt in the makav choshech, they didn't just feel light, they felt Or Hashem. It's an amazing thing. The experience of or was a nace, it wasn't just a nace of lack of choshech. It was a nace of or for Bnei Yisrael. They saw Or Hashem. Because they had sensitized themselves in Olam Hazeh to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish. And it's what we're meant to be trying to do here all the time. That's why we're learning Torah. That's why we're trying to engage and understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're trying to see this world through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. We're trying to see this world for the emes of what it is, to see past the sheker that's on the surface of the world. Deeper sources in Chazal refer to this world as an alma de shikra, that this world is a world of sheker. The physical world is all sheker. The physical world is all, it's all a mirage. And my Rebbe points out, I believe he says it's based on the Zohar, that the Zohar goes at length to describe the fact that while we understand, when we think of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, we sort of have this image in our mind of Olam Hazeh, we're here, and then when a person dies, so we travel to Olam Haba. There's some sort of magical bus that's going to get our souls all the way over to Olam Haba. So my Rebbe says, in the name of the Zohar, he says, no. So the Zohar says that no, what happens is that the veil gets lifted. When a person passes away, the veil gets lifted. We don't go anywhere. We just see reality as it is. But we're already living in it. Olam Haba is within Olam Hazeh. Overlaps beautifully with what we talked about yesterday in Midrash Shah, that Olam Hazeh is that hey, with the Dalid that's blinding us, that's covering up the outside, but on the inside of the Dalid is the Yud. Right? That the emes of reality is inside of reality itself. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to see the emes of reality now. We're trying to sensitize our eyes now to see the emes of things. When potential food for thought, something which I've thought about before when I was taking classes when I was an undergrad. There's an incredible Gemara which says, I forget who it was, but one of the big Rebbeim goes up to Shemayim. And he comes back down, and then his friend asks him, he says, Nu, what did you see? You got to go up to him, what did you see? His response is, Olam hafuch ra'iti. Olam hafuch ra'iti. I saw an upside down world. Why an upside down world? What does that mean? Kilo, the reality of Olam ha'emet is the opposite of this world, which is Alma Deshikra. And a person needs to reorient themselves. But what was amazing is that when I learned that, so I was taking a psychology class, and if I understand this correctly, that when a person even visually sees what happens in your mind, do people know this? Have you taken a class about this? How this psychobio? So you take it in upside down, and then your brain flips it right side up so you can function. But meaning, our brains take the images in our mind and turn them on their head. And the point is to train ourselves to see it the other way. What was even more amazing than that was that they talked about a study when I was taking this class where there was a person who wanted to see what happens if I try to live in a world where I see it upside down. So he very dangerously put on a pair of goggles which flipped the image upside down. And what happened? So eventually his brain adjusted, and after a few weeks, even though it was flipping the image upside down, he saw everything right side up. Now the reason why that was really dangerous was... he then took off the goggles. And that was probably super disorienting for him, because the whole world is upside down. And then after a few weeks, his brain adjusted again, and it flipped back right side up. What that, to me, this, again, derech ha'afshar, but I mean, it has to be that the physical world reflects the spiritual emes of Torah. So this is the way I understood it when I was learning that in class, was that so amazing, that we automatically turn the world upside down, we automatically see the world in a way that's sheker, but that if we train ourselves long enough to see the world in the right way, our brains can adjust to function in this world, the emes, and make that our default. But just as quickly, if we move away from that emes, we can go back to the sheker. Meaning it was an emphasis on a physical reality of the bechira chofshit that we have. That we choose how we see the world. That perception is metaphorically and literally in our hands. In terms of how we see the world. And that the default of our physical body and our senses is to turn everything upside down. That's the default. And that the goal of this world, so to speak, is to turn ourselves on our heads. Is to be living life on our heads. Because if we're living life on our heads, Kilu, we're walking in Shemayim. Right? That's what we're doing. We're seeing the world for the way that it's really meant to be. And if we sensitize ourselves to that way, coming back to my Rebbe quoted from the Zohar, then when a person passes away and that veil is lifted, we've been staring at a Kaddish Baruch Hu the whole time. Then we just don't have to try to, you know, swim through and break through all the murkiness. We're just looking at what we were gazing at the whole time with greater clarity. That's the goal. And because the Jews were there, that's what they saw. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought down Or HaLakut. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down on God's behalf Or HaLakut. And for the Mitzrim, it was kulo choshech. They couldn't move. It was debilitating. It froze them in their tracks. And for the Jews, it was an experience that was the Malamin HaKol. Because they were experiencing Or Hashem. Next paragraph. Omnam. Divrei HaMidrash. Shaya ze choshech shamala. Kemoshe... כמו שנכתב, ישית חושך סצרו, סביבותיו, סוכתו, עדיין לא נתפארו כל צורכם. This whole concept is still not explained well enough. מהי המציאות המיוחדת של החושך שלמעלה? What is still this reality of this חושך שלמעלה? ויש לו על פי מדעית בספרם הקדושים על ממאר הכתוב. So the ספרם say, based on the pasuk, יוצר אור ובורי חושך, right, which we quote every day, that pasuk in Birchot Kriyat Shema, in the morning. So it says, יוצר אור ובורי חושך, שלחורה הוא מוקשה מאוד דהרי בריאה he madriga yoter gvoha miyitzira. So in the phraseology of the pasuk, these are very delicate words. Yotzer or uveri choshech. So alpini star, there are three levels to reality. There's asiya, is the lowest, like lasot, where we do things. There's the reality of asiya. Yitzira is where things already have taken on a certain form. That's one stage higher, one spiritual stage higher. And then there's Bria, one stage on top of that. That's where the creation, the source of creation itself. There's the creation, and then the thing takes form, and then it comes Lamasa. So he's saying it's very odd. Because the Pasuk phrases it as Yotzer Or, that the reality of Yitzira is connected to Or, but the higher reality, seemingly the more lofty reality of Bria, is Shayach T'choshech. It's an aside, this pasuk is used to explain a lot of difficulties in terms of how Ra can come into the world, but that's not our discussion. But this pasuk is used as the basis of that, based on the concepts that we're talking about. Why is it using the terminology of Yitzira by the Or and Briya by the Choshech? Vabior Bazeh, he says, Diyesh Choshech Shu Be'etzem Or Gadol, is the our very concept, is because there's a Choshech that inherently, that in its MS, is really an Or Gadol. Ela shehu shehaor kol gadol, but the light is so big, is so great. Ad shemachshicha ta'inayim she'ein ro'im meuma, that it blinds the eyes and you can't see anything. Meaning, it's talking about Hashem b'nei Adam. That choshech is really or, but by us and our perception is choshech, but really it's or. K'mo ba'eich Adam abit b'shemesh, that if a person looks at the sun, which one should not do for too long, right? First, it starts looking at the sun. Shechoshechet einav, that it can dim one's eyes, it can make one blind. Ve'no yachol acharkach lirot klum, and you can't see anything afterward. Kach yish b'olamot elyonim, so too in the upper realms. Shemeir or gadol meod, de lemi she'eino ra'oi zechoshech ve'no ra'e klum. To the point where in the upper realms, this light is such a great light that a person who's not proper for this, they're going to just see dark darkness, not going to see anything. Ukinyan shamru chazal, as chazal said, latid lavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu motzei chama mikar min artika, umakdir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world to come is going to finally take the sun out of its sheath and let it shine in its full brightness. Rishaim nidonimba, v'tzadikim mitrapimba. That the same light of the same shemesh that's finally taken out of its sheath, the Rishaim are going to be judged through it, and the tzadikim are going to be healed by it. Same light, same radiance, same ore, but two different experiences based on what we've acclimated ourselves to. Hayosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yorid Or Gadol Me'od, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down a tremendous light. Avor HaTzadikim, for the Tzadikim, Ze Or Mitrapimbo, and that's light in it, and it heals them. Vilo Avor Rishima, for the Rishayim, that same light, Sheinam Ru'uyim Laze, Yeze Choshek, it'll be Choshek for them. Vizeu Pirush Yotzer Ovrei Choshek, and that's the meaning of one layer of meaning in this Pasuk, is the Nedivot Shalom. Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yotzer Or, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Or. But above this, beyond this, who vorei choshech, in a reality of bria, there's a choshech. But that choshech is or gadol v'nora. It's such an incredible light. Shelarov gadluto, that because it's so great, it's experienced by the majority of people as choshech. V'zeu be'or divrei midrash, and this explains the midrash. Mehechan haya choshech ahu mechoshech shalmala, that it asks, where did this choshech in Makat Choshech come from? There was a choshech shalmala. Shene emar yashit choshech satro sivotav sukato, yashit choshech sitro. Ein pirusho sheyesh lemala choshech. It doesn't mean that there's choshech up above. Ela satro ha'or gadol v'norah, that this is this huge and lofty light. Ad she'avor elu she'einam ru'uyim lo hu choshech. Till it gets to a point where for those who it's not right for, it's choshech. Who it's not proper for, haven't made themselves, put themselves in a place where they're able to experience it, for them it's choshech. V'zeh amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe nateyat chal ha'shamayim, and this is what he says to Moshe, to raise your hand out to the heavens. She'amshich al Mitzrayim et ha'or ha'gadol hazeh, to bring down to Mitzrayim this tremendous light. That's a bechina of choshech shalmala, that's a darkness shalmala, because for them they were experiencing it as choshech, because they couldn't see in that light. V'al zeh v'ayhi choshech al Eretz Mitzrayim, and that's why the experience of it is as being choshech on Eretz Mitzrayim. Ki l'rishayim she'einam ru'uyim lo, that for rishayim who aren't proper for it, harezeh choshech she'ein dugmato. It's a darkness that there's nothing like the darkness of the emes of light that you can't see, that you've accustomed yourself to not be able to see. Shemikocho lo ra'oi ish, lo ra'u ish etachav, v'lo kamu ish mitachtav shosh damim. That because this light was so strong that it created this reality of darkness. Shabbat shalom. That it created this reality of darkness. They weren't able to see each other, and they couldn't even move for 3 days. Ulechol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshevotam. And for b'nei Yisrael, there was light in every place where they dwelt. She b'nei Yisrael nehenu me'ha'or, as if they got hana, they got pleasure from this light. V'oto choshech l'mitzrayim haya or l'Yisrael, to the point where that choshech from Mitzrayim was in and of itself the or of Yisrael. V'al derech zeh haya b'chol ma'akot, and it was like this by all of the makot. Naguf la Mitzrayim v'rapeh l'Yisrael, I believe he's quoting the Gemara, that it was a negef, it was a plague for Mitzrayim, and it was a ripoy, it was a healing for Klal Yisrael, every one of the makot. Shlo ayu b'kol makah shnei nevadim. It's incorrect to say that by every makah there were two miracles. Each makah was one miracle, but it was a double-sided miracle, in a way that it was that the same exact thing in and of itself was ra for the Mitzrayim, but was tov for the Jews, in the same thing. That each time HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a reality where the reality itself was judgment and pain for the Mitzrayim and was healing for Klal Yisrael. Both these kochot were inherent in each makah. Based on the way we understand makat choshech, that the pnimi is the inside of the choshech, shalmala hi or gadol, is that it's light itself. Maran hagona tzadik, Rabbi Moshe midinar, zatzal, amar, he says, Ala pasuk, ulechol bnei Yisrael haya or b'moshevotam, that all of bnei Yisrael had light in all of their dwelling places. Sheish madriga kazo shel or ha'yachid eino yachol liskot ba. Rak b'moshevotam, that there's a level of light, there's a madriga of or, that an individual can't be zochet to. Only b'moshevotam, only when the klal is together, only when the community is together, they can experience that light. Kasher yudim yoshvim yachdav, only when Jews come together, zochim lamshikat ha'or hazek, and they bring down this light. והוסיף שזה העניין היהודים מתכנסים ויושבים יחד בשבת קודש. And this is then he goes on and says that this is the unique aspect, because we can't go pieces of devotion without talking about Shabbos, right? That this is the unique aspect of what happens when Jews come together on Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, which itself is also, it's Kulo Or, where Kodesh Baruch Hu is revealing the Or in the Choshech, where it's a day where even the Gashmius is Ruchni, even the physicality is Ruchni, as the Sfarim talk about, as the Devot Shalom talks about all the time, even the Gashmius is Ruchni. What is he? I forget what pasuk he quotes to show that a lot, but Beseder, where the physical is ruchni, we see that, so that or is coming out, but that happens because we come together on Shabbos Kodesh. Lamshikat the or gadol, to bring down this or gadol, alei moshevotam. So there's a lot to take away from this piece, but to understand on a level of understanding what's happening in the story, that this incredible thing, that the depth of this or is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending Moshe to bring down the or alukut, that he's showing this incredibly lofty light, and that this light in and of itself is the choshech of the mitzrim, that and on the flip side, because they're sensitized to it, it is the or of the of Bnei Yisrael. And what that message is for us is that what we're meant to be doing in this world, like Bnei Yisrael, even in Mitzrayim. And if they could do it in Mitzrayim, we could do it wherever we are in Galut. Kavachomer Eretz Yisrael, you could do it in Galut, in any Galut, if you could do it in Mitzrayim. Is to be able to sensitize ourselves and to see Or Hashem in this world. To learn Torah, to read Torah, to learn Hashkafa, to learn how to see Olam Hazeh. To see the Olam Haba within Olam Hazeh. To see the Ruchnius in the Gashmius. As we talked before, to turn ourselves on our head, to shift our perspective to the perspective of Emes. And to see Or Hashem in this world where we're living in it right now. So that when we get to Olam Haba, when we see that Or Hashem, we're able to see it as Or. There's no chiddush anymore when that happens, because we're just seeing the same aura that we trained ourselves to see from within the choshech. And it's chizuk for us also, that even if we do get to places where we're able to see greater aura in this world, but because of our classes, or because of difficulties in life, or because of just issues of times of figurative darkness in our lives, we stray, we go away, and we don't learn, or we're not engaged in avodas Hashem, or we fall out of things and maybe we even fall out of davening for a while, whatever the case may be. To remember that we move away, that what we're doing is we're letting that darkness come in, right? Nefesh re'eva, ra'ba, we're letting that ra come into ourselves. And to know if that ra is in ourselves, we have to be okay of that ra, we have to remove that ra. And just like Bnei Yisrael, when they didn't learn Torah in the desert for 3 days, next week's parsha. The water is sweet, but it tastes mar. That we can make it sweet again. If we go back and we reapply ourselves and we get through that, and we, instead of the same amount of time that may have gone by where we weren't learning or we weren't davening or we weren't against Avodas Hashem, to give it that time to let it become sweet and to that recognize that we're like the Rama says, we're spiritually sick and we're tasting bitterness, but really it's sweet. Matok midvash v'novet tzufim. To give ourselves the time to get back into things. Right? And that's what happens. So just Ad Kan the piece, but just to add in a little bit because we're coming close and it's one of my favorite holidays. Zetu Bishvat. Right? And people don't talk about it, but we should. Next week is Tu Bishvat, next week is Parsha Peshach. And it's not something that the two cross over. And we could talk for a long time about how every single beat of Parsha Peshalach is a Kula Tu Bishvat. But one level is this. How does Moshe Rabbeinu then told to go and make the water sweet? No. Take an eitz and put an eitz into the water, and the water will be matok. Maza Torah eitz chayim hi lamachazikim ba. That's what Torah is about. Torah is nimshala eitz. Put the eitz chayim hi back into the water, and the water will be sweet also. That if we go back and we reattach ourselves to the eitz chayim hi, it's only an eitz chayim hi to who? Lamachazikim ba. That we have to go and hold on to it, and desperately hold on to it. In this world, it's so hard, but to hold on to it. To hold on to that Eitz HaChaim, to the Eitz HaChaim Shebetoch HaGan, to go back to Gan Eden, and hold on to that Eitz HaChaim. And then all of that which tastes mar, and is trying to deceive us, all that sickness goes away and it becomes Matok. And the whole world may think it's mar, but because we're hanging on to the Eitz HaChaim, for us we know it's Matok. So when we get to those moments in life where we're far away, to go and grab back onto that Eitz HaChaim, to grab back onto Limud Torah, to Ma'asim Tovim, to Avodas Hashem, to Tefillah, to Yidbonenut, to Yidbodedut, and to get back into things and recreate a reality of Mitikut. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zochet to train ourselves to be able to see the Or Hashem in this world and therefore in the next world. And that even in the times that we stray, to be able to have the fortitude to come back, to recognize, and it's hard to remember, to recognize that we're walking around with the sickness and that's why it seems bitter, and to plow through it and to heal ourselves and to feel the sweetness again, that we live a whole life of sweetness, of true sweetness, of matok midrash minuv tzafim, to end up getting to a place that's kula or. Shkach, everybody.